We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable, Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable, Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable, Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 24 on Siatsa, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eldenet City, channel Z26 on Khartangal Cable TV, and channel 50 on Rimor Cable TV. In Soukhbator, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon Oul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Kha, channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Udus, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73, on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30, on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61, on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35, on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112, on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Huanan County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates showcases the artistic creativity of youth. In Veg News, a popular plant-based restaurant opens its sixth branch in Southern California, USA. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 8th, is Bodhi Day, also called Rohatsu in the Japanese Zen tradition. It commemorates Siddhartha Gautama's inner awakening in the 6th century BCE. Born as a prince in the kingdom of present-day Nepal, he left his privileged life to practice spiritually. While sitting under a Bodhi tree in deep meditation, Siddhartha reached self-realization. He became known as Sakyamuni Buddha, the Enlightened One, or Lord Buddha. This special holiday is celebrated as a day of remembrance, reflection, and meditation on a noble life and compassionate teachings of Sakyamuni Buddha. May all beings be blessed with the illumination that Lord Buddha bestowed on our planet.
Flyin News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. Within an 8-day period at the end of September 2009, the Philippines was battered by two typhoons, Ketsana and Parma. Incessant rains following the storms triggered floods and landslides in northern Luzon Island. Over 250 people perished as 500,000 people were affected, with dozens of towns and villages inundated and many crops destroyed.
Upon hearing of these devastating storms, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $35,000 to assist the most desperate, an amount that could acquire $497,000 in urgent items in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $554, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan traveled on October 18th to the heavily affected Rosales Municipality in Pangasinan Province. There, the Municipal Social Welfare Development told the team that 2,250 people were in need of help in the area. Our association members swiftly purchased rice, soy sauce, vinegar, salt, and sugar.
With the help of local volunteers, they packed the supplies the following morning and traveled to several villages to deliver the packages along with informative SOS flyers. At the relief sites, our association members were touched by the courage of the Philippine people who maintained their faith, smiles, and support for one another. They were also very grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's aid.
People of San Isidro would like to express their thanks to you. Thank you for your golden heart.
We appreciate the assistance of the Rosales Municipal Social Welfare Development and local volunteers. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose loving care brings comfort to the vulnerable, and to our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts. We pray for the Philippines people's smooth recovery to the fulfillment of their regular daily lives, and that such tragic circumstances are alleviated through our greater consideration of the egosphere.
Indonesia, Turkey, and Kashmir jolted by quakes. On Friday, December 4th, the eastern Indonesian province of North Sulawesi was hit by a magnitude 5.0 tremor. In Turkey that same day, a 5.2 magnitude earthquake occurred near the town of Buharkent in Aydin province that was also felt in the neighboring province of Denizli, sparking panic among residents as it cracked the walls of several buildings. On Sunday morning, a 5.4 magnitude tremor struck deep in a remote mountain of Kashmir, near the border of China. Though the tremor sent residents of northwestern Pakistan's Srinagar city running from their homes in fear, there were fortunately no reports of major damage nor injury for this or the other tremors. We are glad to hear of the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May residents soon know the security of the Earth's stability as we strive for gentler ego-restoring ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessity to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Polls show Bolivia's president re-elected, with exit polls reporting a win of at least 61% of Sunday's popular vote. Incumbent president Evo Morales is being hailed as the country's next leader, with his political party also having won two-thirds of the congressional seats. The president stated in his victory speech that it is now his duty to speed the nation's pace of change. He also pledged more programs that improve the lives of the less fortunate. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your re-election. May you succeed in your noble goals of service to your country and fellow citizens.
Iran's supreme leader pardons detainees. On the occasion of the Shia Muslim holiday of Eid al-Qadir, which commemorates Prophet Muhammad's last sermon at Qadir Khumin, Iran's supreme leader and former president Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has granted clemency to 793 inmates. The proposal for this action was presented by Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Sadegh Amoli Larajani in accordance with the Iranian Constitution. Our appreciation, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei and Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Larajani, for their forgiving gestures in honor of this holy occasion. May Allah bless the recipients with lives of wholesome goodness.
Loving Hut opens in Upland, California, USA. Since its 2008 premier opening in Formosa or Taiwan, Loving Hut International has been the fastest growing family of vegan restaurants in the world, now spanning North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. All have grown out of Supreme Master Qinghai's concept of delicious, nutritious, compassionate dining that would be easily accessible for everyone. Recently, the 100th Loving Hut held its grand opening in Upland, California, USA.
100th Loving Hut, I wish you a very happy birthday and 1,000 more birthdays to come.
Now we want a map so we know where to stop when we travel.
Among the guests present at the festivities was the esteemed Ms. Maria Glashin from the Upland Chamber of Commerce, along with plenty of delighted customers.
It is excellent, and I feel full, satisfied, and lighter.
This is the best restaurant in the world. The best.
Yummy!
Families expressed their gratitude at having a healthy yet convenient place to bring their children, many of whom were already raised since birth as vibrant vegetarians or vegans.
I've been vegetarian for 17 years, and we've raised the kids to be vegetarians.
You like the food? Are you a vegan?
Yes.
For many of Loving Hut's diners, the prospect of a healthful, eco-perfect, animal product-free future is truly a cause for celebration.
Congratulations!
A big bravo, all 100 Loving Huts and counting that are bringing smiles to faces around the world. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her encouragement and faith in the trend-setting role of each popular locale. May our world soon abound with countless vegan restaurants and vegan homes where meals and spirits are filled with love, peace, and joy.
Citizens call for a stop to cattle food containing chicken feces and remains of other cows. A coalition of 13 groups in the U.S., including the Consumers Union, the Food Animal Concerns Trust, and the Center for Science in the Public Interest, has asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, to ban the feeding of poultry litter to cattle.
The coalition filed petitions signed by over 37,000 citizens to the FDA, which has estimated that cattle are fed some 2 million tons of poultry litter annually. This so-called food consists of manure, feathers, foreign objects, and spilled chicken feed, which itself is composed of the remains of cows, sheep, and other mammals. Poultry litter is known to contain toxic metals, drug residues, and disease-causing bacteria, as well as mad cow disease-infected flesh, which is passed to the cattle and can be fatally transmitted to humans.
Our gratitude, all concerned coalition groups and individuals involved for your noble initiatives. Let us join in endeavors to return to our caring nature and refrain from consuming animal products for the manifold benefits to ourselves and to all beings on Earth.
Hospital bills following one-time consumption of E. coli-infected hamburger surpassed $2 million. Several years ago, Stephanie Smith, a 22-year-old dance instructor from Minnesota, USA, became completely paralyzed after eating a hamburger tainted with deadly E. coli bacteria. Ms. Smith's medical bills, ranging from costs during her coma to 2 years of rehabilitation treatments, have now passed $2 million. These costs are expected to reach tens of millions of dollars from a lifetime of constant care and medical attention, including potential multiple kidney donations. E. coli is found in livestock animals' intestines and is easily transferred from the animal's waste into water supplies or vegetable crops or onto meat at the time of butchering.
The hamburger that Stephanie Smith consumed was part of a massive 844,812-pound beef recall, with 940 people sickened by the meat's contaminating E. coli when attempting to trace the bacteria's origin. It was found that the ground beef had come from three different slaughterhouses in the U.S. as well as one in Uruguay, with no regulation in place to help identify the real source.
Livestock production generates another lethal animal-borne pathogen, swine flu, which continues to cause deaths and severe illnesses worldwide. Swine flu cases have been spreading far too quickly to track, and even the officially reported fatalities, now at 11,717, are considered far below the actual global death toll. Some of the latest include Spain, with now 169 deaths, Israel, where swine flu fatalities rose to 67, India, with 627 casualties, and Japan, where at least 100 have lost their lives.
We send our sincere prayers for all swine flu victims and bereaved families, as well as those suffering like Ms. Smith. May we all be awakened to recognize that the many horrendous diseases can be stopped when we make the healthy, loving switch to an organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Richard Goldstone, honored. On Thursday, December 3rd, the South African judge was presented with the Stockholm Human Rights Award by the International Legal Assistance Consortium, the Swedish Bar Association, and the International Bar Association. The distinction recognized his extraordinary career in promoting human rights, both in his native country and abroad. In 2009, Judge Goldstone, who is Jewish, was the leading author of a report commissioned by the United Nations Human Rights Council to investigate recent events in Palestine's Gaza Strip, with the report winning praise for its unbiased presentation. Honorable Judge Goldstone, we offer our sincere accolades for this deserved recognition. May your talented expertise continue to grace our world for many years to come.
Save our planet. European livestock grazing exceeds carbon storage of trees and soils. In a study published in the journal Nature Geoscience, researchers at Germany's Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry found that although farms in Europe have the capacity to store some 125 million tons of CO2 equivalent through absorption by trees, grass, and soil, these numbers did not take into account emissions from livestock and fertilizers.
Lead author and institute director, Dr. Detlef Scholz, stated that the numbers changed drastically when factoring in the methane generated by livestock, as well as the nitrous oxide produced by animal manure. In fact, the beneficial absorption number was removed altogether and was replaced instead by 34 million tons of CO2 equivalent emissions. Commenting on the current method of ignoring these livestock-related greenhouse gases, Dr. Scholz said, "That's definitely not acceptable."
Dr. Scholz and colleagues, our heartfelt thanks for this further documentation of the harmful effects of farm animal raising. Our prayers that climate negotiators act on such clear data by ensuring that livestock production is accounted for and regulated under all new emission reduction agreements and goals.
In her endeavors to safeguard life on our planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently highlighted the need to stop the meat industry and its intense global warming effects, as during an interview published in the July 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent newspaper.
If we are vegan, we don't even need to worry about the CO2 yet. CO2, by transportation and all that, is not the grave urgency like methane gas and nitrous oxide and all the gases that produce out of animal industry, for my inside knowledge. And also, scientifically speaking, 80% of global warming will be stopped if we stopped the animal industry. As the top climatologist Dr. James Hansen said, being veg is the single most effective thing a person can do to stop global warming.
Save our planet. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expresses optimism for the climate summit's outcome as key decision makers from over 100 countries are scheduled to attend the meetings in Copenhagen. With His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales invited to speak on the pivotal concluding days of negotiation.
Save our planet. In India Bihar, State Government Secretary Vyasji announces that 3.3 million people are facing starvation due to global warming induced drought and water shortages.
Save our planet. In a policy brief for the Copenhagen summit, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization affirms that organic farming practices, which naturally store carbon in the soil, are an easy and cost-effective option to help stop climate change and contribute to food security.
Warning news. Researchers at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA find that women who smoke increase their risk of seizures by 200 to 300%.
Thank you. wonderful viewers. I'm Sunny.
Hi, I'm Libra. Sunny and I are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. And we're both vegan.
We're here with a tip that is friendly to the planet.
When using your car to save fuel, check your mirrors and fasten your children's safety belts before starting the vehicle.
Every minute can help.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now for the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates shares the creativity of its youth. From Children in Abu Dhabi is an initiative started by Her Highness Sheikha Maryam bint Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. It is on behalf of her mother, Her Highness Sheikha Salama bint Hamdan Al Nahyan. For the project, paintings by children from kindergartens and schools in Abu Dhabi are displayed on the city's public transportation buses. Our respectful thanks, Your Highness Sheikha Salama bint Hamdan Al Nahyan and Your Highness Sheikha Maryam bint Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for supporting the imaginative works of young people. May children's gift continue to be celebrated and bring joy to the planet.
In Veg News, a popular plant-based restaurant opens its sixth branch in Southern California, USA. Native Foods, founded by Chef Tanya Petrovna, has a latest outlet in Tustin, Orange County. Ms. Petrovna plans to establish 20 vegan restaurants, serving mostly organic food by the end of 2010. The acclaimed chef wishes to make delicious animal-free fare as easily available as possible. Ms. Petrovna said, "We want to exceed the customers' expectations. From the food to the service, they should be wowed." In addition, Ms. Petrovna has written two well-reviewed veg cookbooks and will soon release a third. Congratulations, Chef Tanya Petrovna and Native Foods, on your newest edition of Fabulous Compassionate Dining. May your restaurants continue to be outstandingly successful as humanity embraces the earth-saving diet of kindness. For more information about Native Foods, please visit www.nativefoods.com.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Up next on Noteworthy News, a seminar in Hungary is devoted to green practices. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More visionary news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a renewing world. In ecology news, an environmentally conscious Hungarian community holds a sustainability conference. The gathering took place in Krishna Valley, Somos Vamos, at the Sustainable Society Model Village established by Hare Krishna devotees. The seminar, on behalf of their Eco Valley Foundation of Hungary, demonstrated how one can put green methods into practice. Biosustainable farming and the vegetarian diet were highlighted with discussions about their low ecological footprint and economic efficiency. Our sincere appreciation, Eco Valley Foundation, for sharing the earth-loving practices and the inhabitants of Krishna Valley. May heaven bless all to adopt ways to help maintain a healthy and harmonious planet.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Zulu entitled Good Salesmanship.
Umthengisi wabuza umphathi wakhe ukuthi abantu ababalisa ngentengo yamanje engafani neyakudala ephansi angabaphatha kanjani. Waphendula umphathi wakhe, zimangaze nje. Ubatshela ukuthi awucabanga ukuthi bebebadala ngokwanele ukuthi bangazikhumbula lezo nsuku.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wonderful work of charity and also for helping me to change my diet. Thanks for being veg and saving the planet. Rose Juliet from Onitsha, Nigeria.
Hi Rose Juliet, thanks so much for your good news. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special reply for you.
Regal Rose Juliet, you are so welcome, my love. Let's join hands and let all people know there's still time for the compassionate vegan solution to save our planet. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with inspiration and happiness. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the Vietnam-Cambodia Joint Committee for Economic, Cultural, Scientific, and Technological Cooperation, the two countries signed agreements to increase cooperation in areas such as maritime transportation, industry, and others.
Twice Oscar-nominated British actor Sir Ian McKellen hosts the 10th anniversary gala for the Only Make-Believe Foundation, an organization that strives to bring joy to ill children by engaging them in theater.
To ensure public health and safety, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a recall of nearly 23,000 pounds of ground beef confirmed to be contaminated with salmonella that has been linked to illness in two people.
As announced by Bolivian Vice Minister of Pensions and Financial Services, Mario Gulion, the government is allocating $250 million to provide financial assistance to citizens over 60 years of age.
Following more than a decade of advocacy from animal welfare groups Chai and They All Live, Tel Aviv becomes the first city in Israel to ban the practice of using horse-drawn carriages.
Cuban jazz musician Jesus Chucho Valdez and singer Omara Portu Ondo have been nominated for the Grammy 2010 award for their respective albums Together Forever and Thank You.
Irish writer Colin McCain wins the U.S. 2009 National Book Award for Let the Great World Spin, a story based on the true life event of Philip Petit's 1974 100-story-high tightrope crossing in New York City, USA.
When Chihuahua canine Dr. Pabiti, originally rescued from a puppy mill, won $1 million in the cutest dog competition, his human companion, Dr. Leslie Capon of Colorado, USA, donated the money to two animal shelters.
Father Maurice Chase, affectionately known as Father Dollar Bill of Skid Row Ministries, distributes $15,000 in $1 to $100 bills to homeless persons throughout Los Angeles, California, USA.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev ratifies a joint agreement with South Korea for citizens of both nations to simplify visa procedures, easing travel requirements, especially for work and education-related visits.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.